You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced May 20th that New York State Department of Environmental Conservation operated campgrounds in the Adirondack and Catskill parks are now open for the summer camping season. The DEC operates 52 campgrounds and 6 day-use areas in the Adirondack and Catskill forest preserves open through Labor Day, with some facilities remaining open during fall foliage and hunting season. Sites are available on a first-come, first-served basis and range from $18 to $28 a night. For more information on DEC-operated campgrounds, including a list of campgrounds and their schedules, visit the DEC's website, www.dec.ny.gov, and go to the camping link under the Recreation section, or call the DEC's Bureau of Recreation at 518-457-2500. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia Paper reports that Chatham Village authorized the formulation of a Chatham Police Bicycle Unit May 12th. The Village Police Department will buy 2 new bikes and have an old one refurbished, with bike patrols starting in July. Quote, I'm looking forward to it, Chief Volkman told the board about the bike unit. I think it gets people talking to officers. Read the full story in the Columbia Paper. On May 19th, there was news on several fronts about Rensselaer County water. First, the Environmental Protection Agency set a new lifetime drinking water health advisory of 70 parts per trillion for human exposure to the chemical PFOA. The Albany Times-Union reports that there are 6 public water systems in New York State, 2 in Rensselaer County, that have detected PFOA in their water supplies in excess of the EPA's new guidance standard. Also, May 19th in Rensselaer County, the State Department of Environmental Conservation declared Taconic, a Petersburg plastics company, a state Superfund site after the factory was linked to PFOA contamination of water supplies there. In January, Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics Plant in the village of Hoosick Falls was also declared a state Superfund site. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. John Mason in the Register Star reports that Hudson's Common Council meeting May 17th was as controversial as usual, with a May 9th informal meeting discussion about a cost overrun spilling over into the latest full meeting. The city's under-construction police court complex had an $11,500 change order request, a funny way of saying it cost more than expected. Hudson is turning the former Finish Line building at 701 Union Street into a new police court office space at a $4.3 million cost. Incorrect drawings and the discovery of a deteriorating foundation wall means the project will cost more. Part of the problem, Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton said, was there was never a survey of the topography when the request for proposals went out. Quote, the order came in based on specs that did not take into account the slope of the land, she said. Quote, I don't know if it initiated from the city or construction manager Joe Rapp. I don't feel like we should pay for this, but we're kind of between a rock and a hard place, end quote. The council approved the increased funds, but was confused over whether the Board of Estimate and Apportionment, which is the mayor, the council president, and the treasurer, also needed to approve the funds. After much discussion, the council agreed to give the mayor authority to approve additional expenditures up to a certain amount, then the BEA, and after that it would go to the council. Read the full story in the Register Star. This has been the WGXC News Update.